Hello and welcome to Danik Vacant. This is our WrestleMania predictions, and very kindly they've actually announced what's on night one and two like a week in advance. Normally we're like finding out on the day.
Helpful. Yeah.
So Triple H has revealed it all. So night one is Damage Control versus Bella, Jade Cargill, and Naomi. A six-person tag, but there's only one winner here. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be Team
Jade.
Well, we're calling them. It feels very disingenuous to Bianca Belair and Naomi team, to call it Team Jade, but
Jade Cargill. Yeah.
Team Jade, Belair, close.
I like it. Paul's gone and said, "I am looking forward to their entrances. Belair always has something quite special."
I'm hoping they get some kind of synchronized outfits.
Glass shattering outfits.
But also like Jade has done some weird stuff in the past. Have we all forgotten the Chitara thing?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where apparently she apologised to the front row because when she bent over the ropes, you could see right up. Yeah, poorly thought out.
I did not know about this.
Oh yeah. She did She-Hulk and all. Like she's done a few of them. One of the Mortal Kombat people. Alan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't
remember
know
that.
I think their entrances and that are going to be fire. Super. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a pop-up powerbomb on Dakota Kai on SmackDown with brilliant. Dakota Kai is such a good seller. I'm excited for this. And it's nice. A lot of people are complaining. No, we're not seeing Cargill. People are complaining Naomi is not going to be on WrestleMania. People are complaining Bianca Belair isn't going to be on Mania.
Well, there we go.
Bianca's always going to be on Mania, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, she's got a streak to go. Mysterio, Rey Mysterio, and Dragon Lee versus Dom Santos Escobar.
I've just put Dom, but I don't really. I've not watched WWE in a long time. I don't know.
I think Dom and Santos because Carlito is going to cost.
Yeah, that's my, like, as you were saying, like, because he was grumped off with it.
Okay.
Plus, Dom is big heel energy. Santos, big heel energy.
Yeah.
Mysterio is a perennially dumb baby face. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. I love him. I love him a lot. But
I love him a lot. He can regrow eyes.
He can.
Yeah.
It's suggesting he's part of the lizard. I don't know.
Jellyfish don't have eyes, Joseph.
This is a
Judgment Day. I'm very happy with Dom partnering up here because he keeps disappearing. And then on Raw, the LWO appeared and started like using the dartboard. And the priest was fuming. How dare you fucking use my dartboard? This is my gear. They could do something to Dom and cost him. Otherwise, it could go. I don't know how to call this Intercontinental Championship Gunther versus Sammy. Paul's gone Gunther. Then he watched the video package of Sammy and Gable, and now he's like...
Yeah, it's... I mean, Gunther's held it forever now, hasn't he? Like,
it's been about 600 days, nearly.
Okay.
But you mentioned in the news, about Ilya Dragunov and the push they want to give him. Imagine him coming up and being the one to defeat them. That's a way to introduce yourself in the mix. And they've got history.
Yeah. It seems a bit of a... easy rocket to strap on, though, doesn't it? Like, just here's this guy. Oh, and he's won. It's the kind of devalues Gunther. It's Sammy. I've always got to back my boy Sammy. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same.
Just because he needs to do something. And then Gable's going to do a betray on him.
Yep, I can see that. I'd love a Sammy and Gable program.
Okay, I like that. You actually convinced me there.
Yeah, it's that easy, boys and girls.
It's not easy. I've got no... I don't know what's going on.
I've got no frame of reference for any of this.
Yeah. Basically, I don't know what's happening.
It's going to be a good match. These two are... it's perfect, really, with Sammy's underdog kind of spirit versus big monster.
I just think that Gunther's had it for ages. There's no one left to take it off him unless they've been dragging off.
I was saying to Paul earlier, other than Steph and Cody,
who's left to take it off him?
Realistically, take it off him.
It's the Roman thing again. They've painted themselves in. Yeah, you want to have these big long reigns to remove other people from the record books.
Yeah.
But you're then going.
He's just gone out and wrestled. Like, he ain't had this constant repetitive.
Oh, no, no. I mean, yeah, no. Gunther's been tremendous in it, but
he needs to move up.
He needs to go and get involved in the next level. Yeah.
Imagine
speed belt. No, he used to be in the Gunther chopping
people in the
speed just chopping people for 3 minutes straight until they die.
I'm there for that.
That's Mortal Kombat. I think that's
the last 5 seconds is just as they fly line. Yeah.
I'll try and explain what Michael Cole said on Raw. So we've got this six pack ladder match that was for the tag championships. Judgment Day, you are the champions against
you can see John's face now, boys and girls.
DIY.
Who are these people? What are you talking about?
DIY is Handy Andy and Linda Barker.
Yeah,
I'll read out their actual
DIY
names.
Is, yeah. It's oh, yeah.
Handy Andy and the Craig.
Yeah. Awesome Truth. You know,
Our Truth and the Maze.
Yay! Yeah,
that's what I've done.
It's like a little quiz.
What?
The New Day?
Don't be coming at me with a New Day. You know I love the New Day.
Theory and Waller. Theory. So they're the 16th.
Right, but is this...
Michael Cole then said on Raw, the match will end when both sets of belts have been removed. So they haven't said we are splitting it, but they have said until both sets of belts.
So I think it could be split.
It could be split. So there's context for you in terms of why Paul has said SmackDown will be Judgment Day and Raw will be Awesome Truth.
So if one team grabs one set of belts and the thing isn't over, can you like chase them around and get their belts?
No, they've got that. Once you remove the set of belts, you are champion. You've got that.
Fucking Fall Guys, John.
Would that not be funny?
It could never end. until the other belt comes down. Yeah. And then, yeah, okay, yeah.
You'd have a set. Yeah.
So you've got to defend it as well.
Yeah.
Sadly not. So technically, someone could take both and it just stays as the undisputed, but I think this is the out to split it. I can see Awesome Truth winning because I think they want to give R-Truth a moment.
Something, yeah.
And I'm there for that.
Oh, why am I in capitals? Awesome Truth. And I don't really know. Probably Judgment Day. New Day, maybe. But they've had it loads. Theory and Waller, because they're like... It's how what they can do to further like make these belts worth something again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna be me.
Judgment Day hold both then, right? Because it's not split.
It wasn't split for ages because the Usos. Had
Usos.
Them both.
Yeah. Okay.
Unified it, didn't they?
I think they swapped them over with New Day at one point, and then they just unified them for reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a match to unify it.
Yeah, but they still carried both belts around, which is stupid.
Well, they still are.
I know, but it's...
I think this
unified,
is the out. Yeah. They've not announced this splits it, but two teams are going to have different belts and they'll just go, all right then, split.
Yeah.
I just don't know any.
Oh, sorry, John, I wrote on your bit then. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I'm going for New Day, I just don't know who they are and I like them. That's it.
New Catch Republic. Let's give Pete Dunham.
Oh, you put New Catch Republic, I have no idea who that was, but all right, Pete Dunne.
Dunne, mate. So, New Day and Judgment Day, Theory Waller, and Awesome Truth.
Yeah.
Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley, who was also on the MMA Hour this week with Ariel Helwani, doing an angle with Becky Lynch.
Oh, okay.
So, moments after Punk had called Ariel an actual journalist, he then started receiving a call from Becky Lynch, and he's like, oh, Becky's calling me, and she's like, don't answer it. And then eventually they answer it and she comes up and then it starts shouting and screaming on the MMA Hour. It was really weird.
I don't want to get back into it, but also calling someone an actual journalist is a very Trumpy thing to do of being because you agree with what I'm saying. Right, we're done.
No, I didn't like that. But he does have a journalism degree. So technically he is. But he then followed it up.
I'm an ordained minister. It means fuck all.
But he then followed it up. He then followed it up cutting this wrestling angle. I was like, it completely negates that you're a journalist doing this. Apparently this might open the show as well.
Okay. Seems a bit weird.
Yeah, I've gone Ripley.
Yeah.
I saw someone suggest, and I'm here for it, that Bianca wins, which she obviously, her team probably will. Rhea keeps it until next Mania, and then it's Rhea's dominance versus Bianca's streak. She's building up a kind of subtle streak at WrestleMania now.
She is.
So something has to give, and you get that. That's a big money match.
That'll do. Yeah, it's a shout.
Yep, clean sweep for Rhea there. I also wouldn't be surprised if Becky wins.
No, I wouldn't be.
It's fun because it could go either way, but I like your theory of dominance versus streak.
I would like that. Brother Jay versus Jimmy.
I don't care. Which one's which? Which one's the good one and which one's the bad one?
Jay is yeet. Jimmy is no yeet.
Joe's joking, but I did have to Google which one was which because it's been a while.
Yeah. All they've done is fight each other for ages. It's like when Homer Simpson dresses as Krusty.
They've been split apart for months.
I'm seeing four Krustys now. Yeah.
I've seen double.
Being split apart to the Rumble for ages.
Good job, Christy. Now we don't know which
one's which. Jay.
Yeah, let's go with that. It's less letters to type.
You're writing Jim.
Jim. And then
my bets.
Oh, my letters fell off.
Yeah. And then the main event, The Reigns and Rock versus Rhodes and Rollins. Rhodes and Rollins wins. It's a straight up one-on-one match. No one at ringside at night two. Rock and Roman win. It's crazy.
Rikishi's coming back.
Rules. I'm shocked we've not seen. I'm shocked and disappointed Rikishi has not been involved in Jimmy and Jay.
He's coming, but saving it, mate. Saving it.
Yeah.
It's time.
He's gonna come out. He's gonna do the worm. I'm gonna fucking lose my mind.
Rikishi's gonna do the worm.
Yeah,
he's doing the worm.
Yeah.
The physics of that situation concern me.
He's limber.
So I got back and forth on this. I wanted Rollins to pin Roman to, when it started, and have a clean match. But then, ironically, given how we complain about every match ends the same, and I think it'd be funny for his reign to end with the most overbooked, crazy, batshit stuff.
Yeah.
I want to be sports entertained in this match. I'm not expecting a clinic.
See, no. I've got a feeling for night two, or at the end of this, we're going to get broken glass. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Stone Cold's going to come out and murder The Rock.
Did you see the video he posted after Raw?
Yeah, that's what put it in my head.
John? I know nothing.
So he's just posting a random video from his ranch, and he's going to look at his SUV truck. And he's like, yeah, there's my gear. And he's like, oh, someone's left beer. Left me a crate of beer. I don't know that's
okay.
Can I often just drink beer I find in the street?
Posted just
How
after
How else
Raw.
Do you get beer?
Yeah. Posted just after Raw and Rollins saying, I've always got a plan.
So that's happening then.
Yeah, man.
So Reigns and Rock have to win it then, don't they? Rock ain't losing. He can't lose now.
No.
And I'm gonna also say the Rock actually pins Cody. Because when Cody then beats Reigns, the Rock can be like, I pinned that guy in a normal match and you couldn't beat him when you had the whole of the bloodline. It's not head of the table shit, that is it. And then you start Reigns and Rock.
Yeah, and then Papa Shango comes out.
What's that supposed to be about for like 3 months after WrestleMania, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's back for a bit, isn't he? And then he's gone off to film.
He's been on like every week.
No, yeah. After WrestleMania. After. He's not going to be. I'm sure there's a thing about him being involved in a film.
He's got something coming up in like July.
I think he's got Jungle Khaki Escapades 4 to film. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But they might do a long build going into, like they did with Cena. They literally announced a Cena Rock match the day after the WrestleMania.
I mean, I guess I don't really know why we're doing a Winner Decides What Night 2 is Bloodline Rules or not, because every Bloodline match is a Bloodline Rules match, right?
No. It would have to be some kind of electric fence situation or.
But I hope so.
Men with big sticks that just jab at them if they got too close. I don't know.
Bloodline Rules, it's like it's basically a no DQ match. Where like
every Bloodline match is a no DQ match. They just.
Yeah, but like.
No, but they wouldn't.
Refs can't do anything.
Okay. Like, they wouldn't have to do ref bumps.
Yeah,
the referee is less drinking for me, which is good.
The referee could be solo, he said. You know,
okay,
could be whatever the hell they want it to be.
Rikishi's going to worm his way down to the ring in a ref's ref shirt.
If that happens, this is going to be the best.
If that happens, I give in. We stop doing it.
stop being a part.
Yeah. If that happens, you've won the year on prediction.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just stop doing this altogether. We just stop it. Right.
Well, if it's not an end of this now, week, you know what happened.
Yeah, remember us as we live, like fucking idiots.
So that's night one. Looking forward to it. Rollins has said he has different gear for both nights. Rhodes has done a video of his weight belt. It's quite cool. It's got a quote from Yoda on it that he says to old Luke when he's talking about failure and learning from failure. But then it pans around and it doesn't say American Nightmare. It's like American crossed out. It says freaking over the top, freaking nightmare.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's got like Team shurikens in it or something.
That'd be a better choice, yeah.
That's what I'd have. Like
people are positioning that Rollins gear reference.
Yeah, see?
It's been a long recording and we're not even
halfway done.
I've not had my dinner yet. I'm very lightheaded. I'm
vegan hot dog. Yeah.
So people want Rollins to be dressed like Rocky Maivia on his debut with the blue tassels.
No.
What he wore.
I want him to come out in his polo neck and fanny pack.
He's going to do some of that. He said he's got a different outfit for both and the one against Drew. The one Barbie. Against Rock should be a piss take of the Rock. Night two, then. I'm not that interested in the match, but they put a stiff on it, so it'll be fun. So a street fight. Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross group.
What? Is he still going?
Yeah.
He's got DIY. What are they called? AOP. He's got AOP with him.
Oh, and they finally turned up. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
they're
know
fighting Lashley and the Street Profit in the street fight.
Yeah, Street Profits, just because it seems more in their wheelhouse to do silly bullshit for me.
Yeah, that one.
Paul's gone the same. Then the United States Championship, Logan Paul, is versus Orton and KO. Now, our Paul has just predicted that Priest cashes in the briefcase to win. They did appear on Raw to be suggesting he could do. He's also, in kayfabe, the dumbest Money in the Bank holder in history. Seth is like dead in the ring with The Rock whipping his ass, and he's in the back just like spinning in circles.
Do you want to say he's going for United States Championship? Is that
you can go with for what you want? You know, that's what Theory did it, didn't he? When he lost, Triple H had to just get the belt off, briefcase off him, so he could crash in on this.
But again, The Rock's in the ring whipping a belt around above his head like some bizarre barbarian. Would you want to get in there and be like, I'm just gonna don't mind me, I'm just gonna lie on this lad for 3 seconds? Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm reading Paul's there. It sounds like he's suggesting he cashes in during the match because he hasn't predicted a winner. So you could obviously get a winner and then he cashes in.
I'm going to go Orton because they need to put why did you put it on your line, John? Sorry, I do apologise.
I'm going to go Orton because he's just not going to be around that much longer.
That's something they've got to put
WrestleMania moment.
Give him a good run. Orton, what do I know? Priest cashes in and Orton just murders him with a hammer. With a hammer. Yeah.
Okay.
Wham, wham, wham. I don't know.
I don't know. You could well be right.
Apparently, the Kelsey brothers and that might get involved in all this. Here.
Who are they?
Kelsey Grammer? Kelsey Clinton?
No, the NFL. You've
got Kelsey Clinton.
NFL players. One of them.
You say that like I fucking know the NFL.
One of them's dating Taylor Swift.
This is how far my thumb is from the.
You don't know Taylor Swift dating a massive NFL player.
I knew that. I don't know what his name is. I didn't know she was cashing in.
I thought it was a bird, like a Swift. I thought there was a Taylor Swift and a Taylor Swallow, and they nest under housing eaves. This has got away from us somewhat, hasn't it?
I'm going KO, and that's more my heart. I don't think he'll win it, but I'd love him to win it.
No!
Women's Championship. Sky defending against Bayley. Who better be played out by Paramore.
Hope so. She wants it.
She wants it. And if they don't, then she better come out to her old music, a bit like Sammy last year when he went into Elimination.
Oh, we got his scar back. What, you mean we're going to get Hugger Bayley back?
The music, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mania. I would be very excited to see some wacky waving inflatable arm tube, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's gone back full round to face again now, hasn't she, really?
Yes.
Bailey's
moment.
Yeah, let's give it a... Where have I just typed that? Oh, no, I've not even moved my cursor down.
This
is why I get paid the big bucks.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Knight's first Mania. I think I read before there's about 10 or 11 individual people's first WrestleMania.
All right.
Well, that's good.
LA Knight being one of them.
People on the up. That's good.
I don't know why this is a match. So LA Knight seems to be on the...
AJ Styles flew around the world just to
hit him with a chair. flew off the end of the world, drove through the ice wall onto the underside of the planet, past the counterweight continent. Yeah. LA Knight seems like, the popular choice for that, just for the pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still surprised he wasn't fighting Logan Paul, but I mean, it's AJ Styles. It's going to be a good match. Then the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Rollins defending against McIntyre and Punk is on commentary after
Raw.
Can't imagine that he will be allowed to get involved physically, despite what he was saying on the interview. He's still got the thing on and off his arm, but
you can get involved verbally, and that's often enough for Punk. So.
Yeah, or you could just throw stuff at him, like horseshoes, whatever you've got lying about the place.
Yeah, whatever works.
I've got some horseshoes as well.
Why have you got horseshoes?
I'm buying a horse on installments. it's one of those free binder with Park 2 sort of thing. Eventually, build your own horse.
I'm very hungry, and I can't tell if it's real or not anymore.
It's not. Why would it be? This week, get the esophagus. No, it's stupid.
No, not that. This whole situation.
I want McIntyre to win because he deserves it.
Yeah.
Like, he's been genuinely entertaining. I mean, I don't watch WWE that much, but the bits I've seen of him on Twitter, he looked like he's having a right laugh. And like I said, he never got his Mania moment in front of a crowd.
Yep, and he'll get to walk into Scotland as the champion.
Yep. That's the key thing there as well.
Big pop
in the Egg Arena,
and it would be a good end to Seth's reign. He has done very good on a belt that had zero lineage, and he's meant something despite what people were trying to say. And to make it mean something, you need to hand it over.
But then also as well, Seth can then also go, "You wouldn't have won if I wasn't so fucked from the night previous."
Yeah, and that's going to be the story, and that'll be an interesting wrinkle for Seth going forward then, because assuming Cody wins, he's lost twice at Mania. He'll have lost the tag match. He'll lose this. He loses his belt.
Yeah.
How does he cope with that coming
loses
out?
Loses his car keys.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
And then the main event, we are assuming from our predictions it is Bloodlines rules. The Universal Heavyweight Championship reigns defending against Cody.
Paul, sitting very uncomfortably on the fence till later in the week. Coward.
Coward.
Coward. Believe in the story.
He thinks Reigns is going to win as it stands.
Not when Stone Cold comes out.
Man, if Cody wins two Rumbles.
This is it, you see.
Like, what's going to happen?
Oh, he's got to win it again next fucking year. What's, like, they've ruined the Rumble now. Keeping Cody his foot. Nah.
It's the year 2040. Cody has won all the Rumbles in a row.
It's just Cody and clones of Cody. Clody. No.
Literally,
it's...
everyone backstage will be involved. Literally everyone.
There'll be a Undertaker launcher, comes out.
A forklift truck.
Yeah.
A bear.
John McEnroe's there for some reason.
It's gonna be
a
man dressed as Isambard Kingdom Brunel. It's
that's why he said that, because he does have a feeling that Reigns is gonna win.
No, you see what's gonna happen is that all the Bloodline shit's gonna start popping off, and all these Bloodline people are gonna come out, and then one by one we're gonna get people coming out. Erwin R. Scheister, bam, there, like that. Undertaker's coming back. Kane's going to come in and rally against people having abortions. No one wants him there, but he's just going to show up and
do it. He's going to be around, yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to be around. Yeah, I think Cody's going to call on, get his dad's little black book out and phone up people. I think that's going to be it. And for everyone that comes out, there's going to be an answer from a classics lineup.
Yeah, they've upset a lot of people, right, over the last couple of years. So I could see something like that happening, yeah.
Or Rollins comes out to help. McIntyre comes out to help. Adrian
Paul thinks Seth is going to cost Cody.
Again, it's kind of interesting.
After losing his belt.
But if we go this far, I don't know.
That wouldn't make sense to me. His motivations are about bringing down the Bloodline. It wouldn't make sense to his whole 2-3 years of character act.
Just out of spite, doesn't feel...
saying that I've always got a plan B line has got that on people's minds a little bit.
How good is the musician Plan B at fighting?
Joe's here asking the real questions.
Hey, sometimes it isn't cryptic. Sometimes it's just right there staring at your face. Yeah. Ellis is now Googling, is Plan B good at fighting? He's got a 3 out of 10 on Trustpilot, so probably not.
The Stone Cold's going to be the one, then, Joe.
Stone Cold, Undertaker, they'll probably wheel out. I don't know who's left.
Cena will be there.
Hulk, get Hogan out. Ric Flair,
he's
will
meant to be there.
Descend from the rafters like the vampiric sack of shit that he is.
Dustin turn off.
I would love if Dustin
would really
came out.
That.
I would, yeah, that would be nice, but I mean, it could.
I'd like it. I don't think.
Thingy in Bloodsports, it would be nice. And they've both, Dustin never left on bad terms.
No.
And come on. And if that happens, then Cody's definitely winning.
Yeah.
Also, Cody's going to bleed a fuckload.
Oh, there'll be blood. There'll be blood. I swear, it'll all be going on. It's I just want nonsense. And we keep saying we just want Reigns to have a clean match and win. Well, I want him to lose.
Yeah, but if it's going to be
craziness. Bloodline, a normal wrestling match.
But if he's going to lose, I want him to throw everything in the kitchen sink at it and still lose.
Yeah.
That'll be more satisfying.
I can do this all day. Cody's going to do that. And then he's going to drink some woo energy drink and power up.
C4 for them.
Lasers from his eye. Have some beef jerky, some Slim Jims.
Actually, now you're saying that, when they're beating down Seth and Rollins at the end of Raw, know, when Roman does his promos to the camera, not to the crowd.
Yeah.
And he's talking. He's like, you keep trying to take this away from me. You always think you've got a plan to take this away from me. No one is taking this away from me. There is no plan that can get this away from me.
There's a plan B. If you look in the background of that shot, he's there doing one of his songs. One of the album tracks. I'm going to fuck Roman Reigns up. I think it's called.
That was a weird secret track that was. But
brackets,
it's all making
but
sense
I won't. Brackets, but I won't do that.
Lil Wayne's going to be there. Lil Wayne. I think he's going to sing.
Wayne Rooney?
No, a rapper. I think he's going to sing Jey Uso out.
Little Wayne.
He had a backstage thing with Jey. So.
Okay.
Did he have to stand closer to the camera because he's so small?
He did.
Don't know who any of people are.
Look, Ellis is trying to explain stuff to us. We're just like, it's that to like old people who've never heard of these people before.
I'm aware of Lil Chris, but I think he's dead now.
That's your card. That's your
Lil
man.
Bow Wow, that's one. Lil Kim, there's another one.
Lil Kim,
all the Lils.
All the little
Phil and Lil from Rugrats.
Kevin Little.
Kevin Little, he's gonna turn you on. Yeah. Don't know anymore. Right.
Let us know your predictions. It is, on the whole, a really good card. A couple of matches and a bit like, but at least you put a stip on one of the matches I'm not that bothered about.
I booked Monday off. Only because I thought I was going to take the dog to the fence, but that's not happening now, is it?
Probably not.
Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoy it if you watch it, and if you're watching all the other crazy, brilliant wrestling that's going on around. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jesus.